You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Something's going on in Louisiana with Phillips Windows. How can we help you?
Well, here a couple months ago, they were continually sweating on the inside when it was cold outside with, heat running on the inside. It's a new construction home. It's only it was built last June.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure out how to solve the problem. In the meanwhile, I believe I alleviated the problem, but I'm not sure if it makes sense what I done, if that corrected the problem.
What did you do, Philip?
Actually, I found out that I had the wrong air filter on my central air unit on the inside, and I had a feeling that it was running around my filter, and I don't know if that was creating something there where the system wasn't able to drive the air quick enough and it was drawing the moisture out of the air in the home, or if that even makes a plausible sense.
Well, it could also be that the exterior temperature and the interior temperature are much more similar at this time of year. It could just be that the weather has sort of corrected it as well.
Yeah, if you have a lot of humidity in the home in the wintertime and then you have cold windows that are not properly insulated, it sounds to me also like the windows may not be insulated very well, even though they're newer windows. If the windows are thermal pane and have an insulating glass seal between the panes, you shouldn't be getting that level of condensation because the inside glass shouldn't be cold enough to let the moisture that's in the air condense and form those water droplets. So I'm a little bit concerned about the quality of the windows in this fairly new house and allowing that to happen. The other things to look at are the moisture sources inside the house. For example, cooking. Do you have a fan that vents outside or is it a recirculator? Bathrooms. Again, do you have vent fans that vent outside?
And not just into the attic. And are you running them after you take a shower for 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, and you also mentioned that you have central air conditioning. I don't think the filter had anything to do with this. That would only cause dirty air. But central air conditioners are actually not very good dehumidifiers. They're fairly inefficient dehumidifiers. There's another type of unit that you could add on to that that's in fact called a whole home dehumidifier that is designed specifically to take out moisture and humidity in the air. In fact, April Air makes one that takes out like 90 pints of water a day out of the air. And so that's an option for you as well. Are they thermal pane windows?
Yes, they were. Yeah, they're supposed to be. And I didn't actually build the home myself, but
right,
according to the builder, and he did send me paperwork over showing they are supposedly thermal pane windows.
I might want to push that issue a little bit further, Philip, because you shouldn't, with newer windows that are properly made, get that kind of condensation. You might want to ask for the fenestration.
The label.
Yeah, the Fenestration Rating Council label on that, because that will tell you, the National Fenestration Rating Council, the NFRC label, will tell you how energy efficient that window is, and also find out if there's a manufacturer that you could speak with, because I'm just wondering if they're not insulating the way they're supposed to be. You should not be getting that level of condensation in a window that's only a year or so old. Okay, Philip?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Wouldn't normally, when you move into a new construction home, have the labels on the windows?
Yeah, but the builder, especially if they put on that much glass, I mean, they may have pulled them all off. And I just wonder if they tried to sort of, save some money on these windows. But, to have windows that are less than a year old or just about a year old that are causing those types of issues is just almost unheard of. Because if the window is insulated, you're not going to get the cold temperature transferring from the outside glass to the inside glass to the point where you could get enough condensation.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.